Well, I'd say that a giant fin sticking out of the water might be a gigantic shark. But it looks more like a fish to me. Although technically a shark is a type of fish, but this fin is gigantic, and to the best of my knowledge, there has never been a fish that big, because fish are usually small. And also, I think I'm saying fish way too many times. Wait, this is recording? Hello, and welcome to episode, I lost count, of Dino Discovery. What previously happened was I spilled hot chocolate on my control panel because a Gallimimus-like dinosaur that somehow got into my time machine startled me, and now I am in the Paleozoic era, which was before dinosaurs existed, and most of the world was covered in water, so we're in for a wild ride. Well, I have to figure out how to fix this control panel, but with a Gallimimus-like dinosaur loose on the time machine, might be hard. Whoa, the Gallimimus dinosaur kicked the control panel, and now it not only is on the fridge, but it is destroyed. Just need to put the pieces back together. Alright. Now, we're grabbing the pieces. Alright, got the pieces. Now, just putting them back in place. Screwdriver. Wrench. Alright, now to put in this final piece. The Gallimimus dinosaur just caught it in its mouth and is running away with it. Hey, come back here! And somehow it kicked open the door. Did not realize its legs were that strong. Okay. Running outside did to get the piece. Sandy Island. A lot of sand. Really should have wore sandals, also known as flip-flops. But I did not know I would be at the beach, so I can't blame myself. All right, to Gallimimus thing. I think I should call you George. Do you like that name, George? I'll take that as a yes. All right, George. Now give me the piece, and I can take you back to your home time. And George just threw the piece into the ocean. Oh, great. I'll just go into the time machine to get my scuba gear. I'll just stop recording for a few seconds. Alright, I am back and in full scuba gear. And also, I attached the microphone to inside my scuba gear so you can hear what I'm saying even when I'm underwater. Alright, now time for a dive. Running start end. Alright. Looking. Aha! There it is. The missing piece of the control panel. And it's blinking orange for some reason. Wonder why though. Oh well, swimming to it. Swim. Aha, there it is, but there's a sea anemone here on top of it, which, by the way, has a poisonous sting. So I'm just going to have to use my scuba gear for hands to cut it off. Of course, not actually cut because that would hurt it, but I'm just going to slide my hand under it to take it off. Yeah, gotcha. Now putting it down. Hey, get off my hand. Get off my hand. There we go. And now I have the piece. What was that? I am turning to look behind me and gigantic armored fish with gigantic teeth. That must have been the fin that I saw earlier. It all makes sense now. Of course, it was a Dunkleosteus. Gigantic armored fish, and its teeth were similar to Stegosaurus plates. And fun fact, but not too fun for me, because I'm in front of it. A Dunkleosteus is so powerful that the only thing that could defeat it is another Dunkleosteus. So I'm guessing I'll have to run or swim. Wait, what's that? To blinking on top of its head. Oh, cheese and crackers. A robotic helmet. What is it with these robotic helmets? Hang on. It's blinking a certain color, but I can't figure out where I've seen that color before. Well, got to swim back. Wait. Why does it sound like there's two Dunkleosteuses behind me? I'm just turning to look. There's two Dunkleosteuses behind me. Whoa! Epic battle! Teeth piercing the armor. Wow. Must be powerful. And everyone is swimming away. I probably should too. Back on the beach. That was a surprisingly short adventure. Well, seemed like that to me anyways. Hey, where did George go? Oh, well. I guess I'll go into my time machine and check out to see where he went. Walking, opening the door. Getting in. Putting the piece back. Alright, now going back just a little while ago, where George probably went missing. Alright, here, opening the door. The Dunkleosteus that showed up for a second time that had a fight with the one before, here's where it was before. It is heading towards this island and heading towards George. George, get in the time machine, quick! Wow, he's fast. Now, closing the door. Oh, so that's where he went. I went back in time and got him to save him. Time travel is confusing. All right, now I can get back home to try and figure out how to solve this mystery of the robotic helmets. The time machine is completely ignoring my commands. But it's going somewhere on its own! What? How? just open the door to see where we are. Huh. We're in a forest with extremely tall trees. Holy Mosasaurus! What kind of crazy dinosaur is that?
Master, Henry has fallen for your plan. The fake dimension piece you pushed into the water was a success. He is where you want him now. Good. Now he will not be able to escape. For I have the ability to mind control a 30-foot-tall giant clawed monstrous dinosaur.